Hey grown-ups, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor has a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So, no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50. And use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/tales50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Hey grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers! I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to send a very special shout out to Atia in West Springfield. Atia, thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is The Witch's Boat. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. You may remember her. Anu is her name, and she lives here in Freshwater on the Singh Estate. Anu is 11 years old, and she is a very thoughtful kid. She's kind to all her neighbors and classmates and always helps her mom. Anu and her mom live in a house with a big garden in the back next to a living river called Oneka. Anu loves her garden. She spends time out there most days after school. Springtime is a busy time for gardens, even ones as well organized as Anu's. There's cleanup to do and seedlings to sprout, soil to turn and mulch to lay. Patching and planting and pruning and, whew, you get the idea. The day things got interesting was the day Anu convinced her mom to let her start composting. Every plant needs food, and compost is a great way to make food for plants. Anu and her mom took all their banana peels, apple cores, broccoli stems, and onion butts and put them in a special bin with dried up old leaves and paper egg cartons. They also put their eggshells in. One morning, her mom made soft-boiled eggs with toast for breakfast. Anu loved to put the egg in an egg cup, tap all around the shell to open it, then make her toast into sticks that she could dip into the runny egg. When they finished breakfast, Anu noticed her mom crushed her eggshells up before adding them to the compost bin.
"Why are you doing that, Mom?"
Anu asked.
"So the witches don't use them for boats, Anu,"
her mom said. Anu laughed.
"Be serious, Mom."
"Oh, I am serious. Don't you know this? I thought everybody knew that if you don't crush your eggshells, a witch will steal the eggshell and use it as a boat. It's common knowledge."
Anu sized her mom up. She often made jokes, and Anu figured that's what she was doing now. but she wasn't 100% sure. Maybe witches did use eggshells as boats.
Well, I say everybody needs boats.
And with that, Anu added her uncrunched eggshell halves into the compost bin. She did that every morning for the rest of the week, while her mom just shook her head and smiled. Anu loved spring. The trees got those little red buds on the end of their branches, and the hardiest flowers poked their heads up through the dirt. First came snowdrops in white and purple, then cheery yellow daffodils, and finally tulips of every color. But spring doesn't just mean flowers, it also means rain. At the end of the week, a big spring rainstorm swept through Freshwater. It rained cats and dogs, it rained bears and antelopes, it rained lobsters and sea urchins. Trust me, it was a lot of rain. It rained so much for so long that the River Oneka was full to bursting. Anu said,
"Not again! Oneka, don't overflow and wash away my garden!"
"I'm doing my best, Anu."
But the river was rising and rising.
"This much rain is no good for my plants,"
Anu said. She looked at the water. It stretched across the whole front yard, from the sidewalk almost to the door. She hurried toward her front door, but an enormous wave came racing down the stream, and Anu was swept off her feet, pulled by the current into the stream. Luckily, Anu was a good swimmer, but even so, she had to swim hard to stay afloat. The current was fast, and the river was deep.
"Keep swimming, Anu,"
Oneka told her. So Anu swam along with the current, but she was being swept away from her home, away from town, and further from any people who might save her. Then she heard a splashing sound nearby.
"Grab hold of my paddle, little one,"
a voice shouted. Anu reached behind her to grasp the paddle and saw a tiny, wrinkled old woman in a strange little round boat. She wasn't sure the old woman would be able to pull her to safety, but Anu quickly realized this woman was incredibly strong. She lifted Anu straight out of the water and into the little boat.
"Thank you,"
Anu said, breathing heavily.
"Of course, my little one. One good turn deserves another."
Anu wasn't quite sure what that meant, but she nodded and smiled.
"Now, let's calm these waters."
Anu wondered what the two of them could possibly do to calm the swift current of the river. But as she watched, the little old woman turned the boat around and paddled against the flow as easily as if she were stirring a pot of soup. The old woman hummed and paddled, and Anu felt perfectly safe.
"You are in school, yes?"
the old woman asked Anu.
"Yes, in sixth grade."
"Ah, maybe you know my granddaughter, Vasilisa."
"V? I know V. We have social studies together."
The old woman nodded and smiled, still paddling against the fast-flowing water.
"I am glad she is a kind girl like you in her class,"
V's grandma said. Anu wondered how this woman knew she was kind.
"After all, not everyone is giving out these nice little boats."
Anu's eyes widened. She looked down at the little round boat she was standing in, and at the little lady paddling. The boat looked remarkably like an eggshell, which would make this lady
"Here we are."
The little old lady had pedaled all the way upstream to the very source of the River Oneka.
"Now, my dear, we must say the magic words. But first, do you know the name of this river spirit?"
"I do."
"Good. Her name is the most important thing for our spell. Repeat after me. River spirit."
"River spirit."
"I call upon your name."
"I call upon your name."
"And what is her name?"
"Oneka."
Sister Oneka. We have come to the source, and we must ask you to rest now.
Sister Oneka, we have come to the source, and we ask you to rest now.
And like magic, the river began to calm. Small streams moved off across the fields and forests, and the River Oneka went from fast-flowing flood to gentle rolling river. The woman turned the boat around, and she and Anu floated leisurely along, right to Anu's front door. As Anu climbed out of the boat, the woman helped her and said,
"Thank you for your help, Anu. Without you, we wouldn't have the river spirit's name or even this boat. If you ever find yourself in trouble, just call for Baba Yaga, and I will come."
Anu nodded. Then, as she opened her front door, she turned and asked,
"Will you need more boats, Baba Yaga?"
Baba Yaga smiled. "One or two a week should be plenty, thank you. These eggshell boats need to be replaced often, and paddling is my favorite exercise."
With that, Baba Yaga let out a long, loud laugh. And paddled away upstream in her eggshell boat. Anu went inside and dried herself off. When Anu's mom got home, she told her what had happened. Her mom was relieved Anu was okay and gave her a big hug. But then Anu asked her mom how she knew about the witches and eggshells and boats. She just smiled and told Anu it was time for bed. The next morning, the rain finally stopped. The sky was blue, the sun was shining, and the birds were singing. I dropped by to see if Anu's garden was doing okay, and it was. The spring peas and all the colorful flowers were just fine. Anu and her mom invited me to have breakfast with them. After Anu finished her soft-boiled egg and toast, I noticed that she kept one shell whole. As she tossed it into the compost, Anu explained it was a gift for Baba Yaga, because everybody needs boats, especially witches. That was The Witch's Boat, written by Tessa Flannery, performed by Rebecca Cunningham, Sneha Mathan, and Samira Sardella. Produced by Chad Chennai. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. And grown-ups, don't forget you can get access to ad-free episodes of the Girl Tales podcast, as well as a range of other shows for the kids in your life, by subscribing to Star Glow Plus on Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by me, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you loved this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.